This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Is NPR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Roughly 40 people have been displaced after a fire burned through the roof of a Houston-area apartment complex last night. In total, 16 units were left without electricity in the two-story building near Hobby Airport. Two firefighters and two civilians suffered heat exhaustion but were treated at the scene. Multiple outlets report that nobody was taken to the hospital. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. As college students gear up to start classes next month, some undocumented students are facing the reality that they will be seeing higher costs as a result of a federal judge blocking the Texas DREAM Act. The Texas law gave undocumented students in-state tuition. Our Gabrielle Dawkins reports.
Juan Martinez Guevara, the Texas advocacy manager for United We Dream, says the Department of Justice and Ken Paxton teamed up to do away with the 24-year-old Texas DREAM Act.
The effort to deny primarily Black and brown immigrant students fair, equitable access to higher education in this country is a deliberate and wicked effort to keep Black and brown immigrant communities in a permanent caste in society where they are underpaid, exploited, and unable to build and pass down their wealth.
Martinez Guevara says the consequences are dire, and this is an attack on equity and access to higher education. I'm Gabrielle Dawkins, News 88.7.
Chevron says it is laying off about 575 Houston area workers in September. This after Chevron acquired Hess Corporation last week. Impacted workers will be offered severance benefits in addition to other kinds of support. Chevron's CEO previously warned of the layoffs with the incoming merger. The battleship Texas, America's sole surviving battleship to have served in both world wars, has found a new home in the port of Galveston. Anthony Brown is with the Galveston Wharves Board.
Overall, I think we got to a good win-win for the port, for the community, and I think for the battleship Texas.
The board approved an